This is the Texas Standard.
As President Trump touts America's nuclear arsenal, two nuclear weapons plants in the U.S., including one in West Texas, are running into some funding issues. That's according to the Center for Public Integrity. The group reports the two plants are still waiting to see a large chunk of billions of dollars of federal funds promised to them for weapon and facility improvements. Patrick Malone is a reporter for the Center for Public Integrity and has been following this story. Patrick, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Give us a little background on how these facilities have now been sort of left in a lurch. They were promised some money, is that right? It had to do with a different contract negotiation?
Yes, there was a change in contractors. The award was issued in early 2014 and went to a conglomerate that is headed by Bechtel. Before that, both sites, Tennessee and Pantex, under separate contracts, had been operated by another defense contracting giant, Babcock & Wilcox. So there was a sort of a novel approach to this contract back in 2013 when they were conducting the competition for it. They were merging these two sites for the first time. And the basis for that idea was that it could generate a great deal of cost saving. Mm. So there was steep competition between the three sort of consortia of big defense contractors that were pursuing this, and each wanted to put a better foot forward on what it could do in terms of savings. The group that ultimately won it, Consolidated Nuclear Security, led by Bechtel, had promised $3.27 billion, with a B, dollars in savings.
Wow.
Over the course of a decade. To put that in perspective, essentially, they would have been able to run one of the two sites basically for free for approximately 2 years of that 10-year period if they were to live up to that. So there were questions early on in the minds of congressional staff and some folks at the Department of Energy about whether a $3.2 billion promise to save was really realistic or feasible. And what we've found after the first 3 years, when there was actually most of the savings were supposed to be accomplished at the front end of this contract, but CNS, to put it in its simplest terms, only attained about 14% of the savings that they were supposed to have realized by this point.
And there's some concern that maybe the savings they are realizing are jeopardizing workers, or at least that's what workers are saying?
Well, the workers in 2015, after about a year of the CNS leadership at these two sites, there was a sort of an internal safety survey of Pantex employees. And Pantex employees expressed a lot of frustration. They said in the first year of this contract, you know, among other things, they would go to the doctor and learn that the services provided were not covered or were not covered to the extent that they thought they were. So CNS was trying to attain some of these savings by nickel and diming things like employee benefits, when really, you know, the experts who even awarded this contract that we spoke with said, really, there's only one way to save money at these types of plants, and that's to cut bodies.
Meanwhile, the contractor who was supposed to kind of fix everything, save a lot of money, make it all better, is being sort of let off the hook for even not meeting its goals?
That's correct. There was supposed to be a really firm deadline at the end of these first 3 years of operating the two sites, where they were supposed to demonstrate, okay, we have X amount of savings. You know, basically 80% of what they had promised was their target, and they fell way short of that. So as last fiscal year was closing, there was, you know, a rush on the part of the contractors to try to renegotiate the terms of their contract status, essentially around whether they could get an extension that would let them operate these two sites for the full 10 years, which can be very lucrative based on the bonuses, which are exclusively fully profit. And even though they didn't meet these goals, the contractors were able to negotiate with the government to preserve the opportunity to continue to get contract extensions. This was, you know, supposed to be a really hard and firm sort of deadline, and they knew they were going to miss it, and the government said, that's okay, please proceed.
Patrick Malone is a reporter for the Center for Public Integrity. Patrick, thanks again.
Oh, thank you for having me, Laura. You have a great day.